he's young and he's obviously made some mistakes, but you know, we got to remember that and he's under a lot of scrutiny. I mean, when I was his age, you know, there wasn't that kind of scrutiny on me. He's under a tremendous amount of pressure, and I just pray for him, and I hope that he can come through this and grow as a result of it, and continue to do the great things that he's done.
Why do we care what Denzel Washington has to think
Who
about?
Who asked him that question? They should
do
be
you think
slack.
Denzel is really kneeling by his bed at night praying for Johnny Manziel?
I hope so.
I really do. But if you want somebody to whip him into shape, would it be Denzel Washington? I mean,
Man on Fire Denzel Washington?
Or Training Day.
Training Day Denzel Washington?
Training Day Denzel Washington.
Yeah, that would whip anybody into shape.
You basically, you put Denzel Washington in a room with Johnny Manziel and say, hey, look, you got to shape up. You know, Johnny Manziel came out and said, look, I don't like the fame. I didn't want the fame. But you kind of got the fame because you won the Heisman. It's kind of part of the gig. And so.
He didn't ask for the Heisman.
Did he not? I mean, when you're the best.
How do you ask for the Heisman? Playing, I want the Heisman back here.
I know,
here,
but.
Give it to me.
But you're not going to deny the Heisman either.
I think he might if they try to give it to him next year.
As a 19-year-old college student, a pretty much a freshman in college. You're not going to deny the Heisman Trophy.
Okay.
Either way. Okay. That's,
either way.
That's
hey,
all Manziel
hey,
talking
hey, real
I want
quick,
to talk
real
about.
Quick, real okay. quick, real quick, real quick. Just kind of on that same timeline, I guess.
What about Manziel?
No. Well, not about Manziel, but about Texas A&M.
Okay. Tell me.
Definitely. Thoughts go out to that team today. I don't know if you saw, but defensive lineman, a freshman, passed away in a car accident last night. So they're certainly going to go through some tough times ahead.
That is a heartbreaking story. And you know, I don't care if it was a rival team, a non-rival team. Anytime a young man loses his life, it's not a good situation. And so thoughts and prayers go out to the Texas A&M football program, as I know that they're suffering with that this morning. Today on the show, we have got a boatload of stuff to talk about. It's Top 10 Tuesday. Apparently, this is something Matt and Akri came up with, and I kind of like the bit because today what we are doing, the most annoying songs. The top 10 most annoying songs. Matt came up with a list of most annoying songs, and I think you're going
to
like them.
You mean of all time?
You're welcome to suggest any that may be left off this list. This is a rough list of 10 terrible songs.
You mean of all time?
Of all time, yes.
Of all time. So we've got a list. Also, Jim Harris is calling in at 11
o'clock. Well, recorded history.
And later on at 11:30, Phil Steele came out and said one of the most surprising teams in the NCAA this year is going to be this team. We'll talk about that at 11:30. It'll be interesting to get your take, Chris, on that. Chris Kromlos is up at 12. And then we're going to try to rebound from our debacle that we had yesterday with birthday trivia.
I don't see any names on here. I'm a little upset.
There's no names on the rundown today.
What's the deal?
And
that's my cheat sheet.
I bet you I had 10, probably 10 emails yesterday saying, look, you guys didn't lose in birthday trivia. The listener lost in birthday trivia. So we're going to try to make that up today and get everything back on. In fact, Akri was listening from the beach, and he even said it was bad.
What?
So,
did he really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Either way, let's go ahead and
Boss man.
Get today started. And we, you know, last night I was scouring the internet, and I found this Sunday Night Football theme. We're going to play a game of Can It or Keep It. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037.
Pump It or Dump It.
Pump it or dump it, can it or
leave it. We created that.
Whatever you want to call it. This is the Sunday Night Football theme with Carrie Underwood that'll play this football season. And then they mix in the two teams that are going to be playing that night. So,
it was good.
With that being said, do you like it? Can it or keep it?
Compared to faith?
Sure. Compared to faith.
I mean, I know this is kind of old school, but I got to go with faith.
There's something about Faith Hill that you just – it she had that, like, just demanding presence over that song. And maybe it helped what she was wearing. But that right there, that song, that when Faith did it, you got pumped up. But I don't think I could get pumped up when I see Sunday Night Football and hear Carrie Underwood sing this song.
I mean, seeing Carrie Underwood is one thing. She's good. But, I don't know, it's tough shoes to fill, I guess. Very tough.
Well, 433-1037, if you want to can it or keep it, that's Carrie Underwood doing the new Sunday Night Football song. Also, speaking of Sunday Night Football, this Sunday we've got preseason football. And it's the Hall of Fame game with the Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins. Tony Romo's now come out and said he wants to be able to start this ball game. You know, he just had the cyst removed from his back. Hasn't been able to go through a lot of training camp. He got cleared, I guess, last week, was it? And he's been able to throw and do some things, but he thinks he's ready to play in the Hall of Fame game. Good idea, bad idea?
Bad idea. Preseason doesn't mean anything. Don't risk it early on, especially on a meaningless game. If it meant sitting the whole preseason, I wouldn't mind that. He's a guy that, although he's had some blunders in the past in the fourth quarter, he's established himself as the leader of that team. Yeah. He's the one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I'd say top 15, no doubt. Some would argue top 10. So I don't think you. I don't know. I don't think you play him if it's risky. If it's enough of a risk like that where he get injured further.
Here's the thing. I made the point with Matt Jones the other day. RG3, for example, RG3 is coming off an ACL tear. I said that he should play in some of the preseason games just to get the rust off and to play a little bit to get back in the flow of the game feel. I think Tony Romo might need. The Cowboys haven't exactly been that great. And I think Tony, even if it's just two or three plays a game or a series a game, I think it would probably be in his best interest and the Cowboys' best interest to probably play in this game and probably play a little bit of every game, regardless of the cyst in his back that was taken out.
So if he gets injured,
well, that's
further
not good.
No, it's not. It would especially mean a lot of question marks, even more so for the rest of the Cowboys season.
Well, then you get Kyle Orton as your quarterback.
And
for
is
the
that something as a Cowboys fan? Are you comfortable with that?
No.
I didn't think so.
Rugman. Rugman's not there.
Well, he said dump it.
Ron, can it or keep it?
Get rid of it.
You don't like it, huh? You like Faith better?
I like Faith much better.
I think you were right there with a lot of people. Thanks for the phone call, Ron.
I like them both.
Kenny, what do you got?
Man, I say dump it and bring back both defense.
Bring back both Stephens. You know what? I agree with you. But that was on Monday Night Football, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think it was Monday Night. Yeah,
so Sunday Night Football could bring him in. Not bring him back, but bring him in.
Because ESPN got rid of him. So NBC, hey, look, NBC's trying to take all ESPN stuff with NASCAR. Why not bring him back? He was a hit. But I agree with you, Kenny. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks a lot.
Danny, dump it or leave it or keep it.
I want to dump it, and I don't think it's going to be around very long either. Thank you.
Why don't you think that?
He's gone.
Danny didn't want to elaborate on what he was talking about. Now, if I can find, I'm going to look, maybe Matt can help me out, but I'm going to try to find the Faith Hill version of that, and then we can compare the two, because I know a lot of folks, just from reaction I've gotten around the building today, a lot of folks say they like the new Carrie Underwood version. But I think the popular opinion is going to all come down to how she looked when they show this on TV.
That's another important aspect of it.
Jimmy wants to pump it or dump it. Let's see.
Man, I think you ought to dump it. And here's the thing. Carrie Underwood just has this thing about her where she, in every one of her songs, she's just like screaming. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
She's got the Christina Aguilera where she's kind of screaming all the time. I got you.
Right. If she laid off of that, but then again, I don't know. We'll see what she looks like.
Now, your opinion will change, though, if she comes out like something what Faith was wearing, right?
Probably so.
I agree. I'm in the same boat. Thanks, Jimmy. Jake, you want to keep it or can it?
Before I say it real quick, let me just ask you guys a quick question.
Okay.
Do you not feel it's kind of weird with the sudden change in the Sunday Night Football? I didn't hear them complaining or anyone else complaining before, and it makes me kind of wonder if they think that Faith's getting a little down the hill, so to speak.
Yeah, I think I think that was her decision to get out of that. I think she was just wanting to kind of end her run with Sunday Night Football. I don't think that was the network that wanted to get rid of her, though.
Okay, because I mean, I didn't know, because when y'all first said it right before Tommy's show went off, I was kind of taken back by that. So I wasn't sure what the circumstances were. But I think it's okay. I say keep it for now. I mean, I'm sure here in about two or three seasons, they'll just find some, you know, hot young, you know, Carrie, Tayshia, Faith, Beyonce mix and get them back in there.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
I like it.
For now, I say keep it, though.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it. 433-1037. Can it or keep it? Now, I think this is the version with Faith.
Sunday night, baby!
Steelers, Browns.
Got it.
She's on her way.
Tonight, Steelers!
It's showtime.
Yeah.
Steelers and the Browns in a nice
now play Carrie. Switch
okay.
it up.
There's
just
Faith.
Play back to back. It's not fair, but you got to do it. Here's Carrie Underwood.
This has more of a country theme to it. No, I'm not doing
you
it.
You want some
okay,
football?
You know what it is?
She sings.
She sounds like a girl, and Faith sounds like a woman.
She could be singing like on a bar, like in Coyote Ugly or something.
Carrie Underwood sounds like she should be on the Disney Channel with that. I mean, that Faith is way better. Way better.
But that's like it's not a fair comparison, though.
No, it is a fair comparison because we just played the two.
I know, but I'm saying you.
The
it's
thing about
to,
it is
it's tough to fill shoes like that.
When I hear, and maybe they'll add something to it for the actual TV broadcast, but when I hear Faith, as I'm getting ready, as I've got my food ready to watch a game, no matter what game it is, I'm getting kind of pumped up, ready to watch Sunday Night Football because of the intro. The intro does it for everything. When Hank came on and did Monday Night Football, it got you ready to go. But I'm thinking that I just like Faith a lot better. She has more of that, I don't know, she appeals to the man. The football-watching man.
Do you think Carrie appeals to the boy?
She appeals to the Disney-watching boy. Exactly.
There are some of those on Sunday night.
Exactly. Let's go to John. What's up, John?
Yeah, man, I got a call and say the Faith-Hill version is a lot better. I mean, when you compare them, it's just, you got to go with Faith.
You got to go with Faith.
But
they're not going with Faith.
But I'm
going
to tell you right now, though, I guarantee everybody that has said dump it, once they see Carrie Underwood and what she's wearing, unless she comes out in like just a full just suit, they're all gonna like Carrie Underwood. But they're not gonna forget about Faith Hill. Don't get me wrong, but people are gonna love up to Carrie Underwood a lot more whenever they see what she looks like on the intro.
Why don't they let them do a duet version?
That would be awesome.
My mind is racing
that
right now.
TV would not be the same. Appreciate the phone call, John.
TVs
Thanks.
Would explode.
Talking about ratings, you get Carrie and Faith up there. Mark.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you know, the song's an obvious rip on Joan Jett.
Well, yes, you're right.
So get rid of Carrie, who stinks, and Faith is better but still not great. Just have Joan Jett do it the way it's meant to be done.
Does Joan Jett give off that sex appeal, though?
It's football, man.
I know.
It's about smashing people, not sex appeal.
Well, good point. Good point, caller. Thanks.
That's what the cheerleaders are for, right?
But they don't show enough of the cheerleaders.
That's true.
Thanks,
That's
Mark.
True.
Appreciate you.
See ya.
Andy's in Bryant. What's up, Andy?
Man, are you guys crazy?
What? I don't know why.
Somebody just said that Carrie Underwood appeals to Disney boy.
Well, I just said that song, that version of the song sounded like it appealed to it. That's all I'm
okay.
saying.
Okay. All I'm saying is you can just mark me down to be a 45-year-old Disney boy then.
Look, I love Carrie
Mickey
Underwood.
Mouse Club, you are in it, Andy.
Hey, I listen to country music all the time, and I love Carrie Underwood, but this version of Sunday Night Football, I'm just not a big fan of.
That's and might I say, by the way, honey, I love you. So.
Oh, you got to stay on top of that. Thanks, Andy. Oh, wow. I knew this would generate some phone calls. Mitchell, what's up?
Man, I think y'all were Faith Hill talked about exploding. I think that kind of does it for me. Dude, why do they keep the same song? Why don't they just change the song?
Maybe they're just not very creative. I don't know. Because that's a popular song. I mean, once again, though, don't you, when you watch that song and watch the intro, don't you just get a little like you want to hit somebody before the game starts?
Man, dude, I got chill bumps when you played that verse.
See? There you go. Boom.
Here's the deal, man. When Hank did his song on Monday night, they didn't let anybody else on the planet do that song.
Nope.
Nobody. They shouldn't.
Change the song, man.
Well, ESPN totally just messed that up when they got rid of him, because then they started doing these like long monologues of them talking about the rivalry, and it just wasn't the same. Monday Night Football, that intro they do for Monday Night Football is not even in comparison of what Sunday Night Football is.
Man, I know it, guys. Hey, you guys have a good day, and dude, I'm so ready for football to start. We got 1 week.
We got one week. You are right, buddy. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Yeah, no, 1 week. Can you believe it? It's right around the corner. And when we come back from the break, I know a lot of people are jonesing for some football. And now's about the time of year when you start thinking of fantasy football. Now, I know Akre hates fantasy football.
Does he really?
Akre despises fantasy football.
Really?
I think he almost despises...
Is he American?
He almost despises fantasy football as much as he does grown men wearing jerseys.
Those are on par on his level?
They're close.
Wow.
Yeah. But I do not.
He needs to live a little.
This is the thing. I do not, because it's one more way that I can stay connected to football. So with that being said, and I know there's a lot of guys out there that play fantasy football, whether it be fantasy pro football, fantasy college football, or just the pick 'em. I don't care. It keeps you connected to the game. We are going to give you the top 10, according to Yahoo Sports, the top 10 best fantasy pickups for the first round for your fantasy league. That's going to be coming up next. Also, Chip Kelly, his first opponent's not going to be an NFL defense. It's the NFL refs. We'll tell you about that coming up next. It's The Zone on the Buzz Radio Network. Just smile though, I feel bad.